You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Right now we have Dallas Sinnott. Is that Sinnott?
Sinnott.
Sinnott.
Correct.
It's called not Sinnott.
No, it's Sinnott. You got it right.
Oh, great. We've got
Love
Dallas
that. Thank
Sinnott
you.
Here in the booth. We're talking about the International Film Fest.
Whoop.
Which is very, very exciting. How are you doing this morning, Dallas?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Beautiful Otipoti day.
Mm-hmm.
Sun is shining. Mm-hmm. It's going to get to double digits, so...
Yeah, super exciting.
All is good.
Yeah, all is good in the hood. Before we get talking about the film fest, what are some of your favourite movies you've seen this year? Don't have to necessarily have been released this year, just stuff that you've seen this year.
Well, I've seen a couple of things. I often go back and watch things that were in previous film festivals that I missed.
Mm.
Actually, so I've seen a couple of those. I've been catching up on a couple of those lately. I'm trying to remember the name of the best one that I've seen, so I'll come back to you on that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm actually going to come back to you on it because I have to remember the exact name. But I try to avoid watching screeners or previews for the film festival. So I've been watching the trailers, and that's actually the most exciting part of my year film-wise, because I delve into the entire film festival catalogue and go through all of the trailers.
So do you avoid the screeners because you want to watch them in the cinema?
Yeah, I try to get to them on the big screen. I try. I don't always make it. I have a short list like everyone. Well, it's quite a long list. And I see what I can, and then I keep the programme. And I come back to them a year or so later when things are released one by one. I keep a little short list.
Very good strategy there.
Mm.
One movie I'm going to be doing like that is The Weed Eaters, because it's playing on a Friday. I can't do Fridays, unfortunately, so I'm definitely going to have to find it somewhere else.
Yeah, well, that's going to come out on theatrical release. So we're lucky we get a preview, pre-theatrical release preview.
Okay, cool.
But it will come back.
Mean.
That is going off around the country. Mm. Their screenings up north have just been absolutely packed.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about that one. So that's a really great one to mention, because that's absolutely on my list.
Oh, it's got the team sports team.
That's
team.
Right.
It's
just chock full of awesome, iconic Kiwi comedians and actors, and like the whole team are stupidly accomplished. So I was very lucky to work with Alice May Connolly not long ago on a short film project, and she's an absolute legend. So this is going to be phenomenal. I would definitely recommend people show up for that.
Mm-hmm. That looks a lot of fun horror comedy.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a classic Kiwi in terms of genre. Horror comedy seems to be something that Kiwis love.
Housebound, Black Sheep.
That's right.
The other one was the one that was shot here. Oh my God, Scarfies. Yeah, there's all sorts.
I Survived a Zombie Holocaust, also shot here. There's a lot of them, and it's something we love.
The Shadows, What We Do in the Shadows.
That's right.
Of course. Yeah, there's tons. It's nuts. It's
we
nuts.
Love a horror comedy.
We do. And we love to have good cinemas in New Zealand, because there's tons to choose from when we're talking about what the best cinemas in the country are.
Yeah.
Now, Rialto's pretty legendary.
It is.
For me, I really like the Embassy in Wellington. It's a very bougie spot. What's your favourite cinema in the country?
Well, if I wasn't in this city, probably Lumiere in Christchurch.
Mm.
Cute, very beautiful, cute little artisanal feeling little cinema. Quite small screens, not too many seats.
So you're more about the intimate kind of
thing. Love that. And you know, and the cute ones, there's a similar one, I can't remember what it's called, in Wanaka, and there's Dorothy Brown's in Arrowtown. I love those cute little ones. I like supporting them, and that's a nice experience. And also Alice in Christchurch. What's it called? You know, that's the country's last video store.
Oh, really? And Alice Springs? Is that it?
No,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think it's just called Alice.
Oh, I don't know. We still had a video store.
It's after Alice in Wonderland, you see.
Oh.
So that in Christchurch, that's a great little... You can actually... Yeah, it's called Alice Cinema.
Oh, true.
And you can wander around and see all of the best films and the most iconic and the... most unusual films on and VHS.
Oh, awesome. That's so
and
cool.
And DVD, but they have a VHS section too. So,
that's incredible.
It's amazing. It's the last one in the country.
Invercargill, I think, had the second last, video. closed down only 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and its last year, it became a pharmacy and a post office.
Well, at the same time.
At the same time.
Amazing. Bring back the general store.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do.
That's right.
I want to talk about how this year's program compares to last year's program. Is there like are there any more emphasis on a particular genre or theme?
Well, I'll tell you what the festival did do consciously this year, and that is actually pay very close attention to the comments in the survey from Dunedin patrons.
Right.
So they first of all gave us more films than last year.
Cool.
And they also made, we're back to the two venues, we're
cool.
back to
Rialto
both Rialto and Regent. Mm-hmm. Rialto and Regent, which is awesome. But they made it more accessible, so it's actually a longer festival this year. So they're not showing so many films at the same time as one another with the two venues.
Great.
Accidentally in competition.
Yeah.
So you actually get a good stab at seeing as many as possible.
Beautiful.
If you're one of those people who likes to cram in as many films as possible, you have a chance at doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they did make some significant tweaks.
True. That's good, because I do think I remember seeing the new festival this year and thinking, oh, that seems a bit longer than last year.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You're not imagining that.
That's great. 2024 was a massive year of change for the NZIFF. We had 5 long-time organisers head elsewhere for work. Has that had much impact on your role?
My role, not hugely.
Mm.
I'm a lone wolf out here in the outposts, so I do work alone.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time. I, of course, collaborate with the people at HQ. This year we have an agency for the first time taking care of a lot of the comms and the promo stuff and the publicity. So that's all sort of centralised with an agency in Wellington, and I'm working very closely with them. So that's nice to have them, Sputnik Agency, as an ally. That's they're very helpful. But for me, honestly, they really let me get on with it down here on my own and with my trusty platoons of volunteers, which I'm very lucky to have. And I have some cool film students helping me this year.
Nice.
From the uni. And yeah, so I gather goodwill around the city, and we really are a sort of self-contained unit here.
Would you ever think of trying to expand the film fest down south to Invercargill?
Yeah, well, sometimes they... Me personally, no. I've got my work cut out for me here already. Yeah, there's a lot of seats to fill at the Regent, and that's... and, you know, plenty of seats to fill at Rialto, so I've got my work cut out for me here.
Yeah, schedule, yeah.
Yeah, they can put their hand up if they want to...
Go down top. I think there's only one cinema, and that is Reading, so I'm not sure how well that would work.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see in future time. But yeah, what are your top picks for this year's film fest?
Well,
what are some things that you're really looking forward to that you want to promote?
Well, I'll tell you. Number one, I would pay attention to the volume of incredible Kiwi-made films. So there are so many films originated and created and shot in Aotearoa.
Uh-huh.
And that is, and they're really top tier. We've got a couple of horror films.
Yeah.
We've got Went Up the Hill also, which is... I read a review this morning that said it has the weirdest sex scene out of anything they'd ever seen. So I don't know. I know it's early in the morning, but if that floats your boat,
yeah,
try. If you want to see exactly why that was said.
Worse than Titan?
Well, TBC.
TBC, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of amazing Kiwi films. We've already talked about Weed Eaters.
Uh-huh.
We've got Shirley Horrocks directing the Don McGlashan story. Mm-hmm. We've, of course, got Life in One Chord.
Yeah, from Margaret Gordon. Yeah.
You know, we have so many. We have Prime Minister. We have,
yes,
you know, there's the Fred Dagg.
Yeah.
There's so many iconic Kiwi cultural moments encapsulated here. There's a Gaylene Preston documentary. There's just so many. So that's something to be really, really proud of, because it's not easy in the industry at the moment. There's not a gigantic pot of money for everybody, and everyone's still plugging away, making cool stuff, sometimes on a shoestring, sometimes with funding. But it's really, really worth supporting the New Zealand film industry and the smaller budget things. I mean, people would be absolutely amazed if they knew the tiny budgets that people are working with.
Yeah.
And then for me also, if you do want to support the New Zealand film industry, the Ngā Whanaunga shorts section, so all these beautiful Kiwi shorts, these are the filmmakers of the future and the actors of the future and the creatives of the future, and those things can really be made on tiny budgets.
Yeah.
And you know, if you have a short attention span, it's kind of like TikTok, but in a film festival. It's like someone's just changing the channel for you every now and then, and you don't know what's coming next. So, you know, if you like to be surprised and delighted and inspired, probably go and see the shorts. That's, I think not a lot of people think that's for them. It's not just for film industry people. And what else have I got?
Chain reaction, I think.
That's right. So we've got three visiting filmmakers this year, and one of them is an international. And we're very, very, very lucky. He has actually asked specifically to visit us in Otipoti.
Shout out.
So you may or may not be aware that it's the 50th anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So that's showing at Regent. On after Life in One Chord, actually, on Saturday 16th.
That's so cool.
So that's a late night showing. It's a 9 p.m. showing. Mm-hmm. It's perfect midwinter scare fodder. And then the next morning, we have Alexander O'Philippe, the director of Chain Reactions, doing a Q&A after a screening of Chain Reactions, which is a making of Texas Chainsaw documentary. So he is basically the king in terms of this genre, the making of horror genre docos. He is just the king. He's done incredible ones like the William Friedkin, the Memories, the story of Aliens, the backstory of the Aliens universe, and how the films, sort of the genesis of those films. So he's turned his attentions to Chainsaw Massacre. And look, he's got like the best talking heads anyone could ever have. You know, you got Stephen King on there just chatting. And like, he's just met everyone. So he's coming to do a Q&A. We have pop culture genius lecturer Rosie Overall moderating the Q&A from the uni. So she's a perfect pick for me, and I can't wait to see how they interact. So he's going to answer some questions at the end of the screening. It'd be so cool. I'd love people to show up and say, yes, we do want international filmmakers to visit us in Otipoti. He's going to hire a car and do a little tour after his couple of days of obligations here. And he's just really excited to visit Dunedin and have a look around and everything. So I can't wait to host him. And he's doing a masterclass as well. So if you're a budding filmmaker, if you're just really, really interested, if you're a film nerd, if you like making things, creative projects, or basically picking the brain of somebody so accomplished, and he's a really prolific filmmaker as well, and an award winner all over the world. So have a look on the Regent ticketing website and you can come and come to see him in the masterclass. And yes, you do belong there. You don't have to be a filmmaker, you know. You can just be a student or an interested party.
Exactly. You can always learn a thing or two from people from all different stripes of life.
I'd love to see people welcoming him and come with some questions, and don't be shy on that one, please. I would love that.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. That sounds fantastic. Before we wrap up this chat, I want to talk a little bit about AI, the big boogeyman. I don't know if you've seen, but the 2025 IMAX AI Film Festival is happening in America just at the same time as our one is happening. Is there going to be an AI policy for future NZIFF stuff? Do you know if that's in the works?
There's nothing on the table right now, but it's a conversation that's sort of creeping in more and more, and it is a conversation that comes up. It's not something, I mean, at the moment it exists outside of normal filmmaking for the most part, as a novelty and as almost an art form in and of itself. But yeah, that is going to start creeping in, and it is going to become a question in terms of artistic vision, but also artistic integrity and ethical integrity in terms of creating. So I don't think that we're ready. I don't. At the film festival, there's nothing in place, and I don't think as cultural consumers we're ready. It's just probably going to hit us like a ton of bricks, and then we'll be having the conversations after the fact.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so that kind of is a slow-mo crash that we're in the middle of right now, I think, isn't it? That we're not watching.
We're in the car, about to hit the bollard. It hasn't quite struck yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but there was a screening of a film in Auckland, I think, and before that film played, there was a short AI film, and it upset a lot of people.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a meta sort of situation, you know, because some people didn't know that they were watching an AI thing.
Yeah,
it was created to be somewhat tongue-in-cheek and pointed, and it sort of created what it was commenting on and sort of became a self-fulfilling
prophecy.
Situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, making people angry and confused was sort of a pretty meta situation.
Very.
Yeah, interesting.
Thank you for coming on the program this morning. I really appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people buy tickets if they want to buy tickets?
Look, you can walk into the box office in the Octagon at the Regent.
Avoid the booking fee.
Talk to some real people.
Yeah. Touch some grass.
Non-AI experience.
Yeah.
You can go through the Regent website, and you can also walk right on in and see the lovely people at Rialto and buy a ticket over the counter and keep those people busy and interacting with humans. Or again, you can go online and do that. You can buy cool things like 5-trip passes. You can buy a number. And guess what? I'm also looking still for volunteers if you want to help distribute the rest of the programs around the city. So if you know me, you can hit me up and say, hey, I want to get a couple of boxes of, and then I'll give you some comps.
Ooh, hell yeah. Free movies for handing out some.
If you're an impoverished artist, musician, or cultural
observer,
mm-hmm. casual cultural observer, mm-hmm. who maybe, you know, somewhat impoverished or not, just tight.
You got some spare time in your hands, you know?
Yeah. Let me know, and then I can give you a job.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. People love jobs.
Yeah.
People love jobs. Well, you've requested a track for us on the one. It's an Irish song called Euro Country.
That's right.
By C-Max.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get to it. All right, here is C-Max with Euro Country. You are listening to the Radio 1 Breakfast program. On the one, as I just said. I'll see you at 1:45, 1:50-ish for some news and Kai time. Kia ora.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.